man went to the doctor office and found out that he had high cholesterol and high sugar in his blood and hypertension, a lot of problems. And the doctor restricted him to a special diet and asked him to avoid eating all kind of meat and all fatty food. And to help this guy remember what to eat, the doctor said, you can only eat what can swim. Back to his neighborhood, the neighbor saw him in the pool with a pig. And they were wondering and said, what are you doing with that animal in the pool? And he said, I'm teaching this pig how to swim. A Jewish guy moved in a Catholic neighborhood, and every Friday he started grilling steak. And his neighbors, every Friday, smelled the steak from this house, coming from this house. And they got together and said to themselves, let's try to talk to this guy. And one of them said, the only thing that we can do is to convert him to Catholicism. So they went over his house and talked to him, persuaded him, and do a little arm twisting, and the guy agreed to become Catholic. So they brought him to the priest, and the priest baptized him. And after the baptism, the priest was congratulating this new Catholic member and said to him, born a Jew, raised a Jew, now a Catholic. And this neighbor, they're all happy. They say, wow, next Friday we will not have any temptation of that steak from this house. Then Friday comes, they smell the same smell from this backyard steak. This guy was grilling steak. So they came over, they rushed to this guy's house and to tell him that now that he is Catholic, he has to abstain from eating meat on Friday, especially on the Lent. So they went over just to find out that this guy was sprinkling holy water on the steak. And he solemnly said, born a cow, raised a cow, now a fish. There's two stories illustrate to us that we can sometimes be stubborn and being ridiculous at times. We usually justify ourselves by saying, if there's a will, there's a way, right? So we justify ourselves to that and we try to do things in our own way. And today's gospel is about the temptation when we sin, we actually disobey God. And it's all about trusting our own power. Today, the devil tried to tempt Jesus of trusting on his own power, not God's power. And his own desire, his own way, not God's way. We see the first temptation, after Jesus was in the desert for 40 days, and he probably was hungry, and it's okay to eat, right? But the devil tempted him. There is a quicker way to do it. He can turn the stone into bread, and he can eat like that. But Jesus said to him, he rejected the devil, temptation, and he said, man, do not live on bread alone. And then the devil brought him up high and showed him all the power, everything, all the empires and everything, and said, this is all his if he worshiped the devil. Remember, Jesus, knows that he has the dominion over all, and he can do everything, and everything in the world is his. But he has to do and follow the Father's will, that is to suffer and to die for us. And for him to just have that temptation that he would not have to suffer and die for us, he can have all of this. Probably it was easier to do, but Jesus once again rejected the devil temptation. And then the devil tempted him with vanity and pride. And Jesus once again rejected that as well. We see pride and our own desire and power around us in our world today. You see people all of a sudden become super wealthy, and they can turn stone into bread, and they do not need to pray and ask God for anything. And we see the politicians, you know, have the power to create regulation or rules, and people would follow them. They do not have to be on their knees and beg for permission or power, right? And we see famous people and sport heroes, you know, people call their name and chant their name and follow them, cheer them up. They do not have to do anything. They have that power. But sadly, we learn our lessons. You know, the people with wealth, you know, it comes and goes. And then the politician, power of the politicians, you know, can only last till the next election. And we see famous people or Hollywood stars and sport heroes, you know, fall so many times. And so we have to focus on God's power, not our own power and our own desire. If we follow God's power and his desire for us, we will succeed. Today, let us fight that temptation of trusting on our own power, but to trust God's power. And we come to God and remember what Jesus said to us, that he is the vine and we are the branches. Whoever remains in him, he will remain in us. And today we are assured that salvation comes only from God, and God, with God, everything is possible, and we are sure of that salvation and that lasting power that God will give to us. Let us pray that every one of us here today during this Lenten season will trust in God more, and we pray more, and we can trust in God more, and rely on Him more.